Hey everybody, this is Daryl with AfterBuzz TV. I was recently looking to buy a car and thought to myself, there has to be a better way. It's such a stressful process. That's when my friend told me about a new way to buy a car. It's called TrueCar.com. At TrueCar.com, you can actually see what others pay for the car you're looking for in your area, so you know when you're getting a great price. Because at TrueCar.com, you get a savings certificate, and you just take that savings certificate to a TrueCar.com certified dealer, so you don't need to worry about the hassle and anxiety of the old way to buy a car. And TrueCar.com users save an average of $3,000 off the MSRP. So seriously, if you're ready to buy a car, why wouldn't you go to TrueCar.com? Negotiation-free guaranteed savings, a hassle-free experience, and a TrueCar certified dealer that is committed to a new and better way to buy a car. Come on, save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show.
Let it go. Stop it. I can't believe he played that.
That is amazing.
Adele, Nazim.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we got to tune everybody into why this is being played, Jason.
Because if I hear
let go of that virus,
one more time this effing Disney song, I'm going to lose it. It's everywhere. I'm at the bathroom at McDonald's, letting go. I'm at Payless trying on shoes. Let it go. It's just like
those shoes are going to hurt your feet forever.
And after Buzzers, I have to say, Frozen was very serious. I needed like every antidepressant after that movie,
and after this episode.
I really love
how the prince that deceived her was actually gay.
How you know?
He was like, how you doing? Hey, you guys, welcome to the...
I think you need to play that randomly throughout the show tonight.
Love that movie.
Can we get like a Pharrell remix or something?
Oh my gosh. Because I'm happy. No.
All right, we've lost half our viewers. Here we go. We're here for Grey's Anatomy.
Hey, you guys, welcome to the Grey's Anatomy After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Woo! Hello, Jason Carter here. Hi, ladies.
How are you? I'm your real star session.
I'm Kelly.
And Kelly's back. Kelly. Yeah. I feel like Kelly's like our special guest. Like, she's like where have you been?
Sorry.
Kelly has a life.
I'm sorry.
But we miss you, Kelly. And Julie, we miss you too. Everyone's been like, where's Julie been?
Well,
she's trying to birth a new life onto this planet.
Honestly, she might be having the baby tonight.
About damn time. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah. Pray that everything goes safe.
Good luck to you, Julie. We love you and we miss you. Coming to have you back.
We love you.
Grey's Anatomy, season 10. Okay, I'm going to start off the show by saying I'm sick of ABC duping us with this, like, next week on Grey's, someone dies from a virus that Ebola that they can't cure. And really, it's like a cold.
Well, it was a cold that was kind of, like, horrendous. It was like that movie Contagion. Like, I'm totally down for the hand sanitizers at all times.
You know what? Hand sanitizer, believe it or not,
it just spreads around, right?
Yeah, just go wash your hands. And then moisturize afterwards.
Ooh.
You can use the antibacterial moisturizing lotion Bath & Body Works had when they discontinued. Therefore, I'm no longer shopping there.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
You absolutely love that place.
Anyway, moving on. So, yeah, tonight's episode was called You be illin'.
They're
taking this 80s thing a bit too far tonight. And I'm going to say on the 80s music, thank you to everyone who's been tweeting me about my 80s inquiry last week because I didn't hear any 80s music, but however there was. But
They always know out there.
They know. They're in the know. They're hashtag stalkers. but that cover of How Will I Know?
Terrible.
Hold on. Mm-mm. Kelly, what was it?
Terrible.
If Kelly says it's terrible, it was terrible. I agree, it was terrible. You can't do just some song. You cannot remake everything.
No, of course you can't. But I'm sure from the beginning it built it. You know, had a build, and you were feeling it. It sounded like it could have been Ray LaMontagne. I'm not sure, but if it was, and you know, he usually has really sentimental songs. Yeah. The part.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That they showed on the show was a little awkward because it kind of came out of nowhere. And you're like, that's Whitney Houston's song.
It could have, I agree. It could have been really good.
It could have been like, ooh, this is the jam.
But it started to irritate me. And that's when I really started to listen to it. And I was like, what the
hell is this?
That?
Yeah, they could have had anyone. Yeah. They had Lil Camry do it. Someone else besides whoever did it. But
how
they did
will
have.
I know? Hey, Star could have redone it.
Yeah. Yep. No.
You said yes.
They also had Burning Up by Madonna in the beginning, which is really cool. I'm a huge Madonna's 80s fan.
I actually liked that one.
Yeah, that was great. So let's say what's up to our Twitter followers tonight. Sanja Bumbar, everyone that's been, they've been on it tonight. Sanja Bumbar, Alicia H. Hi. Who else? Who else?
You caught me off guard.
I know. We weren't prepared because we love you all so much.
We got Call Me T.
Shanborough. We also have, sorry guys, it's been a long day.
Yeah. Okay.
We know who you is. We love you. Well, we'll catch you on the next one.
I want to know what everybody thought was so funny.
Well, they were tweeting.
It was a funny episode. Hilarious episode. No. And there were some funny parts, but
it wasn't it wasn't comical. And did anyone notice or see that shocking, life-threatening scene with Meredith wearing heels and scrubs? Who allowed that?
She was walking.
Let it go. Exactly. Let it go. Because I was excited that she was even in heels. Okay.
Yes, she's older. She's more sophisticated.
They were like grandma orthopedic heels, but that's fine.
Are those nurse heels that have like the platform?
It was like a little, I thought it was like a clog at first.
It up a little bit.
Yes. However, there are fashion faux pas you just do not commit, and that was a major
scrubs
one.
Scrubs and heels, I'm totally
horrible.
Down.
Oh, unless
if it was like Halloween, you definitely put the
heels
on.
Well, you could roll them up into a nice capri, you know,
ooh,
with some Louboutin.
A
yeah, you know, make it, you know, tie the shirt,
add some accessories,
make it roll, real sexy like.
Oh my gosh.
Could you imagine? She's like, I got this. Okay, let's get into the episode though. So
let's get serious.
I know. Well,
it starts off
very, very intense with that song.
Yes. Who got the cold first? What's her name?
Leah.
Missing leg lady. Oh my gosh.
Arizona.
Oh, right. We're like missing leg lady.
I couldn't find it.
Her superpower was she has a little kid that coughs all over her.
Nice.
And it turned me
sneeze.
Into a germaphobe for the night. Well, like, really badly.
It looked like one of those Lysol commercials where germs are everywhere. Hot chew, mommy, I'm sick.
Yeah. It was really, really gross. And you just like watch the germs being spread throughout the
Then she wipes it. She lets it marinate on her face.
Well, I love the like effect of like the white light or what. How, I don't even know how they did that. I'm really curious to see how they did
Disney
that.
Disney has a lot of money. They can do a lot of
things. But I loved how you were following the germ throughout the whole, like, beginning of the first scene.
Right.
Like, that was pretty cool.
To everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To the elevator buttons. Like, I'm not feeling those buttons sometimes. Yeah. I'm hitting it with the elbow.
No, I do the foot on the crosswalk buttons because those are nasty. Those are outside with the elements and, you know.
True.
Especially the ones in West Hollywood. Those are real skank.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing about that whole...
She doesn't walk. She's like, I drive.
I do have to walk from the parking structure to my office, so I have to touch one of those.
Okay.
Or at the mall.
I have to cross one street.
Here's the thing about tonight's episode, though. There wasn't really anything that really stood out besides just the sickness and also the patient, which we do see later on. That's becoming another arc where the kid returns for another episode. You know, the biracial kid, which kudos to you again, Shonda, for every time they cast couples, they're always biracial. I love it. I think it's wonderful. I think it's
so
great.
Cute.
Oh
so
my
cute.
Gosh, that curly hair. Like, I love
adorable.
It. I can't
long
wait to
hair,
have my biracial care. Kids. I'm so excited.
But he's like a little bubble boy.
Right. And he had skids.
Well, first of all, he thought it was a pimple that he kept touching. He had skids for sure, and he just kept touching it and touching it.
And what is skids, Star?
I don't know. Wikipedia, guys. I'm sure they'll tell us.
Yeah, because I was like, I thought skids were, you know,
it's basically when you just get really, your body can't fight off immune systems, immune What am I trying to say?
Your body can't fight off infections. Every little thing gets you really, really sick and could potentially kill you.
And your immune system is down, is what I was trying to say.
So they've been feeding him with enzymes. It's been helping to him to be able to actually be in society, but now his body has developed antibodies. It's fighting off the enzymes.
Exactly.
So he's gotten really sick. Mm-hmm. And his pimple turned into...
Jason, get your phone away from the mic.
Well, he definitely called. They called the hospital, and basically, they should have never sent him to the emergency room. Like, that's the worst place you can send someone who has skids.
Right.
So that's where, you know, Kepner just kept questioning, like, when they sent you here, you know, and everyone's coughing around. I mean, that's honestly why I don't like going to the emergency room, because every time someone coughs, I'm like, get me out of here. Like, I'd just rather figure it out myself.
Well, before we go on, we just got some breaking news from our favorite Twitter follower, Tala Batar, for some news and gossip later. You will not believe what she just tweeted me.
Ooh, follow us on Twitter. Yeah, we're going to retweet right now.
Also, got to say what's up to Kyle White. We forgot we can't leave out Kyle White, because he's always there. She's always there, sorry, every week with us. So the whole sickness thing was... They've done that before, believe it or not. They've done that in three seasons already, where it was with George, and he was in there with Derek as well one time, and they had to quarantine the whole thing. It's just they've done that before, so that wasn't anything new for Grey's. It was very recycled. It was very, you know, we're going to call that eco-friendly. Because they recycle. It was very eco-friendly at that hospital. But we also see Karev going through some financial issues, which I want to know how much those doctors make, because many seasons they've been saying, oh, you're $4 million a year hand or two. Is that like insurance money? Is that what the hospital's paying Derek to have that bad hair he had this week?
You got to remember, though, Derek is one of the best neurosurgeons in the country, the world, whatever they want to call him. So he actually does have probably each hand is probably worth $4 million.
He commands that kind of paycheck? Because
yes.
Addison also made... Oh, Addison. She also made a lot of money. But we see Karev not paying off his student loans.
No, I don't think it's that he can't. He just wasn't doing it.
Yeah, I think he's so, like, whatever about life in general. I don't think he's worried about his bills. At first, I was like, is he not cashing his paychecks? And then you guys were like, no, it's actually his school loans.
Well, and they're deferred right now because of his fellowship, but the deferment's about to end. So, you know, Joe wants to get him on track.
Mm-hmm.
So when you...
Interest.
I've never had student loans before, so, like, they come after you, huh?
Yeah, they do. It's just like any bill.
If they don't pay them, they'd be, garnishing your paycheck and stuff.
They only defer them if you go back to school.
Gotcha. And Joe, all responsible. Who would have thunk it?
Well, she's all up in his junk. Like, she needs to really back it up.
She needs
to
fall back. Have a seat, Joe. Have a seat.
She's like over.
Yeah.
She's annoying.
She's a little whiny.
We've already discussed
very
that.
Very whiny. Well, like a needy whiny. She's no whiny. That's needy and whiny together.
Well, she's like his mom in the end. Like, she's like taking care of him, which is great.
That's not sexual.
It's just like you're annoying more than anything.
But you can't be like the mom and then be whiny at the same time. That's just too bad.
You have to be the mom and stern, you know, but not.
Well,
it's good to be on it.
I think she's trying to. She's just kind of failing right now because she's young.
There was no Christina or Owen chemistry this week. It was very.
Go ahead.
Sorry, we're so excited. that moment when they were trying to figure out what was going on with the heart, when they were walking down the hall, they just had a really good work relationship this episode.
Right,
that's what I'm saying.
It wasn't love.
I'm glad.
Yeah, it was very like, you know, hey, girl, go give him a catheter. Have fun, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then we also see this breakout star apparently on Twitter was Mr. Labakis, the doctor.
Was the one with the technician?
No, the butt doctor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, Mr. Dr. Butt.
Dr. Butthole. Butthole. Who was actually mighty easy on the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And we, from what we're going to reveal later on, is we see... Well, I mean, he was.
No, we're with you.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we're laughing.
Look, I'm just keeping it real. We all watched the same show. He was cute. not my type, but he was cute.
It was about us, and he made it about him. Okay.
It's about Jason.
That is not true.
That's why we love him.
It's about our audience. But, you know, we're going to reveal later that something that happens tonight is also the beginning of something else for another character.
Mm-hmm.
And we see, you know, we see Karev being... in this new light, you know, taking it out of the hospital, playing golf with him after the butt doctor, you know, does one patient that
Karev
day.
Going to have a spinoff show?
Who knows?
Couldn't you see that?
Why not?
Why
I would not want a Karev spinoff show. because then Joe would be on that spinoff show.
I really wouldn't want to correct spinoff show. I'm just saying, like, I could see something building from
they
there.
They should bring Izzy back if that's the case.
Oh, my gosh. So with that said, I would take the deal and move on. But I feel like he had to buy into this practice.
$250,000
And does he have this laying around? And why does it sound like a scam?
Well, he's not paying his bills and he's really not paying rent. What he's spending his money on.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, but it just all sounded like a scam. And the way it was like sold to him was definitely an infomercial, right?
It kind of sounded that way. Yeah.
Well, the doctor's commentary in monologues. A dialogue, I'm sorry, was very infomercial. It was too good. It was like, and you, too, can also do this kind of surgery.
I think that's what they were kind of going for in the
And
end,
in
though.
The hospital, I mean, in the operating room, we play all kinds of fabulous music. I was like, just shut up.
But, the 80s was a great time, and we love to jam. Here we go, team.
Oh, I did Molly's every day.
When he's doing one surgery a day or a week or whatever he's doing, I think that's
you're
that,
feeling
that's
fresh.
Showing.
Yeah, he's like contrast. Spring chicken. But, you know, it's really funny. People always ask, do they really play music? And they for sure do.
Please do not dance over my body when it's, like, open on the table. Like, please.
My mom works in surgery, and Madonna Frozen with this one surgeon is the
Let it go. That was your cue, Steven. Okay, sorry. Go back.
Star, could you just let it go?
Good one.
So, they play music. I would be distraught. Look, go on a good Janet Jackson song. I might kill somebody.
You might come alive through the anesthesia.
My bad.
Oh, my gosh. All right, let's go through the patients.
Okay, so we have... we have the mom and the daughter who had multiple sclerosis. She didn't have multiple sclerosis, but she had...
what she have? You wrote it down.
She had cardiomyopathy.
Yes, you're on it.
Cardiomyopathy. And the mom... There was... what, Kelly?
This is like a little bit of a crack-up show. Excuse us.
Well, because there was nothing funny about it, so
multiple sclerosis.
I don't know, because it was cardiomyopathy, multiple sclerosis. Sorry. It's all the same thing.
Okay.
It's not, though. I'm joking. But we see... There was one really... weird scene where she's on the phone having a moment. Did you guys feel the moment?
Yeah, that was the moment I was like, why is she crying? Because I was like, I don't get it. Like,
let it go.
Her daughter just went into surgery for a heart transplant. That's a big deal. She was there by herself. It's emotional. It's scary. She could die.
I know.
She was having a moment with her husband. She got another kid.
No, I understand. Let it go. Because you're making it a stretch. And when it comes down to it.
The scene was awkward and not negative.
It was very awkward.
You guys are just insensitive.
I'm not.
No. I think let's really touch base on what's going on here. I think it was just the acting, right?
It was just
the acting and maybe the direction of that scene. Because what happened was definitely no one's listening to me. I don't like it anymore.
Well, I think the angle too of the shot. It was the overhead. She was in this room by herself. It was an awkward scene. I will give you that.
Yeah.
But I understand the emotion that was
supposed
to be
there.
And
so do we. We understand what should have been there, but it wasn't.
But we find out that the siblings are also suffering from the same affliction.
Which,
yes.
That was very weird. They've done that before again on Grey's, however. But today, like, okay, fast forward to the episode where, you know, where Owen and Christine are saying, you know, everything's going to be okay. We see the son now.
Spitting up at the mouth.
Yeah. He's like I'm not sick. It was very weird. And he has all over his face.
He's like, I'm not sick.
Okay.
Oh, poor kid.
You're totally sick.
There's got to be something going on in that house. Something that they're exposed to.
Mold. But I hope they continue on with this story. You know, like, we're wrapping the story up, but, like, I hope it continues on. And hopefully we get to go in their house. I don't know why we would, but I'm interested, right?
I think it would be amazing to see that because season 6, The Shooter.
Don't talk about it. It gives me bad dreams.
I know, but it was very well written how they brought him back and shocked you. And you were like, the episode was called Sanctuary. And when you saw him walk, you were like, I've seen him before. And then
I just don't have a bad dream right now.
I would love for them to somehow find a way to have that type of dynamic and that type of compelling writing and compelling storytelling.
I don't like it.
Because that would be amazing. But we do see that that little biracial kid, what was his name? Hayden.
Braden.
We gave him so many names. Michael. Braden.
Let it go.
Dale Nuzzi.
Oh my God.
We genre multiply this game.
Okay, what are we even talking about here? So Braden.
We see that he comes back next week and, you know, it goes on. But I hope that the next episode is really intense, though.
Well, we know that this kid is coming back, and I hope it doesn't overtake the whole episode, because I do want to know what happens with these girls. One of them's got a pacemaker. Right. The transplant's going well. So we'll see.
But Brayden's going to escape in this next episode. It's going to be like,
whoa. What if he messes with the Yang's test subjects? Ooh. Oh, wait, are they out already? Was today the last day for those kids?
I don't know.
There's
a lot going on these last couple of episodes, period. And they're really not hard to follow.
Yeah, and they're not, like, intertwining. They're not, like, you know?
Leah's sick. She looks like she's, you know, staying in it, going for the long haul. Mm-hmm. And then Derek's sick. But I do, talking about Derek, though, and I know after Buzzers, you will agree 100%. Wasn't it amazing and refreshing to see Meredith come in and handle business on behalf of her husband? She is ride or die. Derek was rehearsing the speech for this panel about whatever he's doing, because it's always something amazing. And then he's referring to his son. Mm-hmm. He gets sick, and Meredith's like, "Oh, you can't do this." But we find out that Meredith went in and did the presentation in her own words, and I'm sure they made. I'm thinking that's what sold it.
Absolutely, because she's awesome like that. That's one thing I really do like about her character. Right. And I know somebody had tweeted, I have to go back and look, if they didn't like a lot of the Meredith bickering in this episode tonight. Yeah. But that's one thing I do like about them, because they do it in such a teasing way, even though they really strongly feel however they feel on both sides. It's not very malicious. It's not really too negative.
Well,
and at the end of the day, she does care about him, and she did look out for him when he was down.
And exactly. I mean, the show is about Meredith Grey. So I like when they have those moments. That's why I fell in love with the show. But I just feel like he's charming at times, but he's definitely very, like, to the facts, kind of boring. Right. So his speech would have probably flopped in the end.
Well, I like when she said, "Stop boring my son."
Yeah, exactly. And so Meredith is very charming, in my opinion. I think, you know, I think that was great what she did, and she stepped up.
I think it's awesome what you just said, that this show is about Meredith Grey, and how over the course of 10 seasons, how that's evolved to not just be about her anymore. I do think that Meredith was the most interesting when the story was centered around her life and
she didn't have kids.
Her legacy. Because every time I watch now, they're now surgeons. And when
yes, I'm sorry, go ahead.
When they were not surgeons, they seemed more interesting to me, because they sort of were growing, and there was a lot more evolution to happen. Mm-hmm. However, I do agree with you that I do, Kelly, that I do like their dynamic, but I would love for some more Meredith drama. She's too happy for me these days. It's too, like, ugh. Because, again, the show was called Grey's Anatomy, and her backstory was so compelling and so well-written.
I'm happy about it, though, because I'm tired of seeing her almost die, or so depressed that she wants to die, and drowning, and somebody getting shot, and her mother being
mean. Well, it doesn't have to go down that path, but she needs something.
But every season, it was so over the top.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean?
It was getting old.
It's kind of nice to have a little bit of a break and see her settling into somewhat of a normal life for her own kid's sake. But, I mean, I that can't last too long. Once Yang is gone, I'm sure to get back to drama.
And, you know, we didn't have the interns to balance and to buffer the main characters, you know? So it's I don't know. I just feel, and a lot of people online and in the blog said that we watch Grey's because it may be habitual. And for me, I would watch Grey's because I had a hunger and an appetite for emotion and to feel something. And I don't really see that there anymore. I think it's more of just like this
habitual.
This show's been on for so long.
Yeah. And give up now?
Yeah. And after Buzz, I'm not saying I'm not a diehard fan, because I am. I still think Grey's Anatomy is one of the best shows on TV. I just would like to have more of what drew us in the beginning, you know, even with
it's interesting, because like we've been since the beginning, but what about the people that just tune in now?
They're missing it's like music. These kids know nothing about great music. All they know is Justin
but what
Bieber.
If they're like really into it? What if they're like, this is the best show
but
on
see,
TV
poor
and,
things
and didn't doesn't you they know don't they know don't know about the past,
because then they need to Netflix it.
But I'm just saying, they could have fresh eyes and we just don't, you know. But maybe there is the magic that's there, because our fans are still into it, so you know what I mean? I mean, we're into it, too, but you know what I
mean.
It's
After Brothers, you tell us.
Yes, go iTunes.
I want the people that have been watching it from the first season, and people that, you know, what season did you jump in at? Let us know, and let us know what you think about it.
Yes.
And if you've had a chance to go backwards.
I agree.
Exactly.
Please do. Let us know. Because I think, for me, the breakout season for me would have to have been season 3. where we find out about where they really get deep with Ellis and we find out so many things,
because
the backstory of Grey's Anatomy prior to everything that's happened now and all the cast members that have come and gone was a great story. There was a drama. It was like, wow, this is deep, you know? And now I feel like it's not so deep anymore.
No.
It's very happy. Everyone's married 3 or 4 times or...
Back to the patients. Do we have anyone else?
Oh, we have...
The Technoshot guy. Okay, so he's not into the big pharma corporations, which many people aren't.
But which was good, though, because we found out why. His dad died. His dad died, and he was on a diet of beer and corned beef and hash. And ever since then, his way of dealing with it was being good to his body, which... I agree with that. I mean, not that his dad to deal with that, but you should watch what you put into your body. I mean, we live in Los Angeles, for God's sake. We should both definitely watch what
we put into
our body.
Well, it's just a different time. Like, right. we were all raised on different morals in the kitchen, but now it's definitely about being organic, and it's definitely about being, like, clean and healthy and not having all these extra products in your body.
Preservatives.
So with that said, like, you know, he sometimes a shot is just a shot, you know, like,
when your body is oozing things and you're tightening up and you can't even speak and you're breaking your own bones, something's got to give and you got to kind of let up a little bit.
That kind of had been fun to, like, play out that character, like,
and they weren't even offering him a shot. They were giving him some, now you can get pills for everything. Just pop a pill, you know, they're like, take these pills and you're good to go. You're GTG. But he broke his arm. The end.
I mean, so
but
do we?
He had that big cut in the first place, which was all gross.
How do we feel about Joe having all this extra strength when she gets so angry?
She's a street kid. She had to protect herself.
Yeah, dumpster diving requires a lot of defense.
I was just like, who cares?
I know.
Break that bone and let's move on. Woo! She felt it. Woo!
But I kind of liked that storyline because it's the potential of going into that service, which is something we haven't ever seen, really.
Well, it all happened so fast. I was like, did she break the arm? Did she not break the arm? You know,
everybody goes to neuro. Everybody goes, like, to the heart, you know, whatever. But seeing them go to ortho, something we really haven't seen, have we, in all these seasons?
No, well,
Callie was getting all, like, kind of girl crushy on it.
Like, yeah, she has the talent, and she's everything.
There's not many girls. And I was like, ooh.
The shining star for me in this episode was seeing Derek in a quarantine outfit.
Oh.
That was great. Because his hair was a hot mess.
Let's talk about his hair this episode.
Who allowed that?
Very, like, mad scientist tonight.
The gray streak over here looking straight up. Like, it was ridiculous.
That product must have been aged and expired because his hair was like, it was like something.
It wasn't flowing.
It was like, there's
like
something about Mary where she puts the.
Yes.
All over, though.
Didn't love it. But the suit was really cute. And, you know, when you're sick, get out of the hospital, even if you're my doctor. Like, I don't know. I want to go home and take a shower now.
I feel so dirty. I feel like the crying game. Like, I'm in the shower, just dirty.
Just dirty.
Dirty.
What? Any other patients?
No, that was it.
Really?
No. And then, like I said, or they come to the
Avery.
End.
Avery goes home sick.
What kind of a sick person are you? Are you the crawl away by yourself, or do you want to be babied?
Quite honestly, and knock on wood, I rarely get sick. But I don't. Okay. And when I am
Derek.
Sick,
exactly.
And when I am sick, I normally am not. Praise God that I have never been sick to where I've been, like, in bed and couldn't move. The last time I had the flu was 1996.
Let it go.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
However,
that is not getting old.
Not at all.
I don't like to be babied. I just, leave me alone. Let me
what?
Do my
thing. You're a Jackson kind of.
Yeah.
And you.
Oh, I'm a baby.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I want to lay on the couch. I want somebody to run their fingers through my hair, make me soup, and I don't want to have to get up and do anything.
I want that, too, but the last time I was sick, I had to go to the store to get the soup, and I was in the store, like, looking at people like, I'm sick. I'm sick. I wanted everyone to know that I was sick. I was, ridiculous.
Hardcore. Not to make it about us, audience. However, I had a herniated disc, 8 millimeters, Thanksgiving Day. I was picking up dinner, and it was, like, the most excruciating pain ever. I told people, listen, I'm in severe pain. I'm going to move in front of all of you guys. No kind of courtesy.
I love your face every time
it goes off.
I love it.
It's the dumbest song ever.
I love that song.
I love it.
And I sound good when I sing it. In the shower.
I'm sure Nadel and Lazim were.
Oh my gosh.
Stop it.
Anyway.
So horrible. Don't ever do it.
Don't Steven, get the flu. Fired.
So, yeah. But April was having to deal with her first marital issue about not being able to help him.
And she had to let it go.
Yes, she did.
Literally.
Yes, she did.
Well, he was blowing up that bathroom. So I was like, don't go in there, girl.
Yeah,
do
was
not
that
walk
pooping
in there.
Or throwing up? I'm going to go with pooping,
matter.
Right?
Yeah, probably was pooping.
Like,
I know. He was crapping at Buick. He delivered a Chevrolet Tahoe.
I'm
going to
go with throwing up.
Okay, well. Or both.
Or both. At the same time, that's happened.
Well, this episode was very poop heavy too, you know, with the poop doctor the pooping on
doctor.
Tables. I mean, I think Shauna
had the chief
stomach at the
started
end.
Getting crazy.
The faux chief.
Yeah. Like just walking around, not doing anything.
The runaway looked like he had to go straight to that bathroom. He had to do small steps and hold those booty cheeks.
Because it was gophering. It was prairie dogging. Ew. Okay, we were very
sorry.
Maria Menounos is going to fire us. But yeah, there. But nothing really stuck out about the episode until the end scene, where they are doing their finances.
Joe and
Karev at the house, the old house. Oh. And I think Karev had an aha moment. Mm-hmm. He was like,
He even started to dance around like he was in that OR.
I know, he was like beatboxing or doing something. And the OR... They're playing, what's the name of the song?
Snoop Doggy. No, but it wasn't the Doggy Dog. It wasn't that song. Doggy Dog.
Right. And how come the nurses were clapping off beat? It was killing.
It was the editing. It was the editing, I'm sure.
It was like.
It was awesome.
All of you guys are fired. It was like, who allowed that? Your Grey's Anatomy, you have millions of dollars. Hire a choreographer to get you on beat. It was like, bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay, bow, wow, yippee-yo.
You can't even clap off beat. It's hard. It's hard to clap off beat when you have
not
beat.
Not when you're
when you
from
rhythm.
Seattle. They do that. The white girl dance. One arm in the air. One arm in the air. One hand in the air.
That's how I work it. You don't have to be white for that
air,
one.
Hand in the hair.
I don't like that one.
I know. Like, what's up? Yeah. Oh, God. Ooh, wow. We're in rare form tonight after, but so sorry. It was just tonight's episode. I was just so disappointed because there was so many things I thought were going to happen. And, like, all on Twitter all night, because, you know, the East Coast sees it before we do. So from 5 o'clock our time, people are like, oh, my gosh, it's the funniest episode ever. So
I mean, it was a little lighthearted, yeah. And it was a little fun. It wasn't all, like, just gross, 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 gross. It was, like, snap your arm and laugh at the end, you know? I don't know. Well, I kind of like this episode.
It was lighthearted, but you guys built it up so much, I thought it was going to be, like, very comical.
Right.
Well, some people are just, like, over this episode thinking it's another filler episode. Mm-hmm. I think this helped move the story along.
No, I think so too. But I have to say too, since I missed last week, I didn't hate the last episode. The fourth,
no,
like
I didn't hate it. It was just a lot going on, and it was just like in the end, it was a filler episode because she chose to move on path, and it was just kind of like we went through all of that, but I guess it was her close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, well, Yang close her scene.
Well, here's what I feel about, or what I have to say about the end for Yang. This is a pillar in Grey's Anatomy. Mm. I mean, Yang is you can't, to me, there's no Grey's without Yang. You know, how, and when I'm for season 11 or 12, I'm going to have to get used to that, but I will say that her departure, that episode has to be so well written and so on the money and has to be so perfect, because if they screw that up, it's going to be tragic.
Cause, I know.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I don't want to read any stuff about it either. Like, I'm trying not to read any of.
I've been
any
reading
spoilers
it all
and stuff, but I don't want to be disappointed already before I get to watch it.
I mean, I'm a true fan, but I want to be prepared when I get up here.
And they softened her up. Did you after Buzzers? Did you guys not see how soft and cooperative and how caring she is now, and how, you know, how she's
who?
So. Yang, how, yeah. The way she talks now is very like, Star, you need to be here 10 years from now because you're going to be an amazing doctor. And that's what you're going to do. See, 3 seasons ago, she'd be like, look, shut up. You're a horrible doctor.
You
I'm the poo.
Probably won't be here 10
you won't
years
be
from
here.
Now.
I'm the poo. Take a big whiff. You know? So it's just that departure better be epic.
Yeah.
You know, it better be like mythic and just everything, because that's, you were saying goodbye to the DNA of Grey's Anatomy. There's no, you know, and also how will that affect Meredith, you know? Because there's always been those two. They're each other's person. We haven't seen the other without the other, you know? one without the other. So I don't know.
Yeah, aside from when they
were very sad. It's very, very sad. But I mean, all in all, tonight's episode on a scale of 1 to 10 was about a 6.
Yeah, it was 8.
And the music, that 80s project, you know, I would, Keisha Cole could have sang that song better than, or, you know, even hire me, I'll sing it, you know, but it's just, they're doing this 80s project and they have this great music and these great, you know, iconic 80s songs.
Well, go to iTunes and listen to it and then come back next week and let's see how you really felt about it.
I will definitely do that. And one of the songs last week I could not find. I was really upset. It wasn't released. It was just made particularly for the show.
Rude.
Yeah, rude. So hopefully I can find this one. But, you know, Grey's Anatomy, you be illin'.
That's right.
Brick it.
Are we ready for predictions?
Yes. No.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Thank you. Let it go, Star. So I just, first of all, thank you to all of our Twitter followers and all of our AfterBuzzers that comment and talk to us all day.
Yes.
They sent us the best stuff. Tala Bahar Petard sent us this new link from Examiner saying that on April 1st, TV Guide shared a new spoiler for the series, and one of the doctors currently on staff might consider life away from the hospital. Who is this doctor? Aleph Karev. Is he going to be Addison Montgomery 2.0 with his own show?
Ooh, I predicted it.
Shonda Rhimes managed to score a season 6 spinoff from it.
I just predicted that.
So,
right?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Star.
Yes. I know.
No one lets me shine here. No one lets me shine.
Well, can I quote Justin Chambers real quick? Justin Chambers, who plays Alex Karev, as we all know, maybe I need to possibly think about joining a private practice. He's starting to see that he could profit a little more than what he has currently. So who knows? He might. But the thing is, he cannot do it. Okay, Shauna, you cannot do another private practice spinoff. Those don't work.
I'm sorry, but Patrick Fabian is kind of awesome. So it might.
It's just like, you know, this is what happens when you do a spinoff. The show gets canceled and we see you on Scandal.
That's,
you know what I'm saying? We
still not a bad gig for them.
I know. It's like, weren't you on season 3?
But it might be interesting, though, if it's all guys and we just see, you know, kind of that and their journey versus following a girl.
Yeah, especially if they're going to have some money and it's going to be, like, rich.
And there hasn't been word on Justin signing a new contract either.
Because,
so,
you know, with Grey's, we have Meredith, and with, you know, private practice, it was Addison. So this could be kind of cool to see, the, you know, guys' perspective.
Yeah, yeah, especially when they have money and they're like playing golf and like maybe the ladies will get
a little bit more golf.
No, they're gonna hit the green. It's gonna be like Entourage.
Well, it was definitely nice seeing Karev. Mm-hmm. You saw the wheels turning. He was like, wait a minute. They took him out of that hospital set and put him into.
He was like, this place is gross.
Yeah, he's like,
when he got back, I was like, yes.
And he's like,
that's
how much do you make? Tell me.
That's the Karev I love. Like that right there. I'm like, love you.
So, do you think, after Buzzers, you guys, do you think that Grey's needs yet another spinoff?
I think it personally just needs a boost. I don't know what it is.
Well, we do see that Derek's sister, Amelia, is coming back on the show.
Yeah, that'll be fun. But
yeah, Katarina Scorsone.
Scorsone. I like that.
So, yeah, that's all the news and gossip we have for you today, ladies and gentlemen.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I predict, hold on, Steven, that you never play that Dizzy song ever again.
And that doesn't sound like a prediction. It sounds like a threat.
You know, take it as you will. Star predictions?
Predictions. Little boy is going to die next week. And that'll be the end of his character.
No. Totes.
Right?
All that hair gone.
Hopefully we find out a little bit more about that family who everyone's sick. And that's all they only really gave us about the little boy. So I'm sure there's going to be a ton more things happening next week. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
I don't really have any crazy predictions.
I hope the little boy doesn't die just because I hate it when kids die. It just bothers me. I don't like those kind of storylines.
Yeah.
But I also want to see what happens with Meredith's speech and if she sealed the deal for sure for Derek and kind of how he feels about that. Because what if she starts to take away some of his shine?
I know.
And then that starts to throw a little wrench in their little happy day. Happy times.
Well, yeah, wrench. That's a good one, Kel. That's a good one. I predict, as far as the show, I like to predict the show writing, where it's going to go. I do think that we're going to start to move into the finale season because it is April. Mm-hmm. So the finale is always, you know, middle of May. Now we really have to get to the thick of it. Like there needs to be some kind of turmoil. There's only been one Grey's Anatomy season that actually ended, not with anyone dying, but with Meredith alone with the baby.
Right.
That was the only season. And Shonda wrote that because she thought that was the organic and, you know, the progression of the that season. And she writes the finale backwards. Mm-hmm. So we need something to start happening because I'm a little bored. I hate to say it. I'm a little bored. And I want to be...
Some of our fans are too.
I want to be enthralled and I want to feel something. I'm not feeling anything right now. So I predict that the writer...
drama.
Yeah. Not so much drama, but compelling television. I don't care what... It could be happy, compelling television. Just something compelling about it. There's nothing compelling going on right now. Okay. Very, very filler. So I'm predicting that we start to move into a more dynamic writing of the show, and hopefully the finale will not disappoint.
Yeah.
All right.
And we still have Burke that's coming up, so we are looking forward to that.
And is it in real talk, he's been getting a lot of publicity. Mind you, his mess up was 7 years ago, but he was on...
I think he's redeemed himself.
He was on Access Hollywood today, live. Mm-hmm. He was on, and so people are checking for Isaiah Washington again.
Yeah.
Let's hope he got some hair plugs for men. But, you know, I hope that his return to Grey's is worth the hype, because they're bringing back another iconic character.
Yeah.
Regardless, and then they also...
Do you think they're bringing him back in real time?
Like for...
Or a flashback.
Yeah.
I think it's... I'm not reading any spoilers. I'm hoping it's real time that him and Christina make out in the on-call room.
Yes.
You know, and I would love to see... Well, George died, so he's not coming back, but I would love to see maybe in Teddy come back. Or, I'm sorry, Izzy. Where you at, Izzy?
That ain't happening.
Catherine Heigl, poor thing, queer's over. All right, so there you go. Grey's Anatomy after show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my!
Oh wow! Did you see that? They were singing the musical. Oh, he's gone on the airplane. Big news!
Oh yes, I heard about that.
It looks so cool.
Yeah. Wait, there's a musical episode?
That's what happens when you walk,
you walk away.
Well, this Disney music is doing my head in. But you know. Grey's is on a Disney Channel, so
there you have it.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in to our giggly Grey's Anatomy after show this week. Hope you enjoyed it. Again, tweet us all the time. You can tweet me at JJT Forever. See you guys next Thursday.
And I'm your girl, Star Session, and you can follow me on every social place you can find.
Stalker.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, Kelly.
You can find me at Kelly with an IE 079 on Twitter and Instagram.
Woo! Until next time, you guys, be safe, tweet us, and we'll see you soon.
We'll see you then.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
Bye.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.